People at risk for Alzheimer's disease could one day get their diagnosis decades earlier at an eye doctor. As WUSF's Delina Miller reports, this means better odds with early treatment.
Researchers in Florida and Rhode Island are enrolling people in a new clinical trial that's looking at how retinal scans could help diagnose Alzheimer's disease. Current diagnostic machines cost millions of dollars and up to $5,000 per test. This means patients are not getting diagnosed early enough for drug therapies that help slow the progress of the disease. Dr. Stuart Senoff is a neuro-ophthalmologist with BayCare, which is helping to fund and run the clinical trials. He says optometrists already have machines that can do the job for under $50 a test.
So this is not some fancy ivory tower situation. If you're going to your optometrist, they have these machines. Now, they don't have them tuned up, but we haven't determined the right protocols.
The cells in certain layers of the retina are the same types of cells in the brain that are attacked by the disease. So cell changes in the retina might reflect the same changes that are happening in the brain. Delina Miller, WUSF 89.7 News.
For more details on the clinical trial, visit wusfnews.org.